Now we know that whatever things the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be closed, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now apart from the law, a righteousness of God has been revealed, being testified by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and upon all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned, and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth, whom God displayed publicly as a mercy seat, through faith in his blood, for a demonstration of his righteousness, because in God's forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed, to demonstrate his righteousness at this present time, so that he would be just, and the justifier of him who has faith in Jesus. Where then is the boasting? It is excluded. By what manner of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God for Jews only? Is he not the God of the non-Jews also? Yes, of the non-Jews also, since indeed there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith, and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then nullify the law through faith? Absolutely not. No, we establish the law.